This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Got a lot of listeners out there right now. I know, and I really do appreciate your listenership here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news. That's the long way to get there. The other way, the shortcut, though, is to definitely get onto the A21R.com. A21R.com. That'll get you there. We are going to be talking to Chris Street here momentarily, so please stay with us. We're getting the technical end of things worked out right now. As you can understand, this is something that we... here we go. Okay, because Chris is going to be joining us right now, and we're going to be talking to him. Well, he's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, as usual. He's going to be joining us in about 2 seconds, as soon as those little spinning things on the Skype get functional. We have to, you know, it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. Anyway, for those of you out of New York, how's it feel to be without Amazon today, right? You're a good little socialist, Ocasio-Cortez. I'm sorry, say it right. She, of course, has decided that she's going to get rid of Bezos for you, so you don't have to deal with that, all that stuff. That monkey business, you know, having a job, that sort of thing, they're just going to get rid of that for you. I think that's sort of a good idea, don't you? I think it's a wonderful idea they get rid of all those jobs, billions of dollars out the windows for the great state of New York. You know what you can do is come to New California, Bezos. We'll take care of you. We'll give you incentives like you've never had before because, you know, you will bring jobs. And by the way, we'll certainly need the tax money to do the things we need to do on a minimal basis, I might add. But we're certainly not going to turn down good jobs. And by the way, do you feel chased by Ocasio-Cortez? I'm just telling all of you, all of our good friends, especially in upstate New York, how does it feel to be slammed like that? And I guess your governor is just as gruesome as Tucson Newsom is here in California. And with us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, just a quick question about the Bezos leaving New York and Ocasio-Cortez, the great socialist that she is, kind of puts everybody in a bind in New York, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's worse than that, Paul. I think it's a statement about the end of New York, and it's also what I call the start of a tech lash. Now, tech lash is... You know, in a globalized world, technology companies win because they're the easiest to outsource their supply chain. I think of the 776 suppliers to Apple, only 69 are still in the U.S. So it is easy to go global, and of course, it's also easy to outsource your tax rates, environmental and other issues. So I think that New York has not only made a statement that you can't bribe your way to jobs, you know, you're now in a situation where the takers are beginning to eat themselves.
Yeah, and the Ocasio-Cortez thing, you really think that it was herself alone that was the ultimate driver for Amazon to leave New York?
Oh, I really do, Paul, and I think we all should call her. For anybody who's a conservative, we should have a flag up and celebrate her this month. I mean, that is the best political impact any congressman has had in the last 30 days. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, listen, I've come out and said, you know, early on, I said she's going to make a great conservative. When she first got elected, I was saying that.
I've always said that, you know, the left and the right both want the same things. They want good jobs and good wages and happy families. We just have different ways to get there.
Right, right. You know? And so, but, you know, I think, you know, if I was Bezos, and I'm not, but if I was looking at a business model and I saw the prospects of an Ocasio-Cortez, I would be shocked. But I just wanted to get it on the table that in somebody like yourself who deals with these kind of folks, it was a driver, then, because there was a lot of talk about that all, and again, her escape and her supporters are saying they had already made up their mind about leaving New York because of all the tax, high tax. But that's something I think she just pushed it right over the edge for the decision makers in Amazon.
Well, that's just silly to say, because everybody knows that she, her entire campaign was run against corporate welfare and the idea that regular people in New York are being stomped on by this powerful group of unelected people who are sort of the, you can call them deep state, you can call them, you know, the Trilateral Commission, you can call them the, you know, globalist, whatever you want. But these are a group of really powerful, rich people who use all of their power to find ways to not pay taxes, to not be subject to the rules that everyone else is. So to them, if you're rich and powerful, the government to you looks like a great customer. You know, they buy all this stuff. But if you're a regular person, small business person, you can never sell to the government. First of all, you can't afford the insurance policy. And secondly, they'll say, well, have you been in business how many years? And what credentials do you have? And you got to qualify with all this incredible, difficult RFP. It's a big scam, and you know, the rich are unhappy that their scam's being outed.
Yeah, it's just a really a sad day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
I think we should, you know, when the same day that Juicy Smollett, you know, is being roasted.
Juicy?
Juicy.
Oh, yeah. Juicy, yeah.
Yeah, Juicy is being roasted as if he was the pig on a spit by the black police commissioner in Chicago, the greatest speech I think I've ever heard of any politician, any leader, is the sadness that Jesse Smollett has brought to the city of Chicago. How much how he used all of the pain in the history for his own purposes to try to get a raise because he thought he was underpaid in Empire. It is truly stunning what is about to happen to him.
To Jesse, Juicy?
Juicy, yeah.
Juicy. Yeah. You know,
this guy was two-thirds talent and two-fifths talent and three-fifths fraud. And, you know, the fraud got him.
Yeah, it did.
And now that it's out, you know, out and proud, right?
Yeah, out and proud. And, of course,
because the lawsuits that are going to come down from these things.
Oh, I know.
Duke lacrosse players, you know, the poor kids in Washington, D.C., you know, and now this. I mean, does it not stop?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it really.
But the way it's going to stop is because I can't remember his name, but. The lawsuit filed against the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah.
$250 million.
Hey, Chris, we got to run for time, but I wanted to kind of bring this song up a little bit here so people hear it. It's all about Jesse's World. Have you ever heard that? Well, yeah. we'll play it on the way back.
But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And I'm looking in the mirror all the time, wondering what she don't see.
Yeah, just a little bit of Jesse's World. I think that's going to be his future world, quite frankly. He's going to be somebody's girl. Anyway, we're with Chris Street right now, and we're talking about, we were talking about Jesse. Now we're off to new wonders besides Jesse. So let's talk a little bit of economy, Chris. What's the latest? What's the latest that you've written, though? That's probably the big thing.
Well, the latest piece I wrote, Paul, really is focused on this issue of what I call techlash, and I wrote it before all the action yesterday with the European community passing rules called Article 13 that will – it's of their directive for managing the internet, which will essentially take away the safe harbor for Google and Facebook, that if something is on their site and they didn't get noticed, or you know they somehow didn't know it would be put on their site, that they don't owe any fees for essentially rebroadcasting copyrighted material. And of course, if they're noticed that and they make a good faith effort, you know what a good faith effort is, you know, like I kind of try, that they're safe harbor for any kind of liability. I understand people calling that creativity, but, you know, other people call that theft, right? Because if you're basically stealing somebody else's stuff, even if you're, you know, even if you're Napster, you know, somebody loses and you win. I understand that's fun, you know, for the teenager, but it's probably not fun for the adult that works for it.
Hmm. So let me ask you this. What's the impact on Silicon Valley going to be?
Whoop, whoop, dive, dive.
Okay.
The Silicon Valley is a failed business model right now that is making record profits based on something called social media advertising. And that social media advertising isn't selling you something. It's taking something from you, all the knowledge about you, and then representing it back to you as if I was your best friend. So it's really a psychological manipulation tool. And of course, they sell it. They sell everything. And you know, everything, including that nice, Google or Siri device you have sitting there, it has a microphone that's listening to you and recording you.
Hmm.
You know, all of this is going into a database, which they sell to the diciest folks like themselves. So the real issue that's coming, Paul, I believe, is it's part of this, every era, everybody knows exactly the right answers at exactly when it's over. And that's really what people need to start thinking about with technology. There has always been technology. There's no technology era. We're not in a new technology situation. Imagine what it was like with electric cars in 1885. Did you know that? The first cars were electric?
Yeah, I did know that.
So we have electric cars. Whoa, so the batteries get better. Whoa, but the most important issue is that a small number of companies, often referred to as FANG, Facebook, Apple, right, Amazon, Netscape, and Google, have such spectacular power. Almost $3 billion. They got to almost $3 trillion of market cap. They almost got bigger than the federal government last March. But the difference is there's a new sheriff in town. Presidents have always talked about how they were going to control the Chinese. Bill Clinton came in and talking about a jobs guy. He signed every trade deal you could imagine. And, it was good for his foundation later. But, Bush tried to negotiate and Obama tried to negotiate with the Chinese, but they weren't willing to go far enough. So when Donald Trump, a businessman who understands how money works,
mm-hmm,
last September said, "Nah, we're doing tariffs this time. You guys are just playing with us." What people could call a hockey stick, where something was going in a direction and it just stopped. Silicon Valley from that point has been absolutely dead. Now you're starting to see the forces attack, the underlying business model and the real lack of civil rights and personal security that these organizations, traffic in. And when you look at what's coming here, I think the Baltic dry freight rate, which is what a container sells for,
mm-hmm,
to cross the Atlantic or the Pacific, is down to $622, down from $1,756 6 months ago.
Really?
I mean, how would something big like ships lose two-thirds of their value? 180 days. I would call that a meaningful change out there.
So let's talk about this, because this is there's all kinds of gloom and doom things going on right now. If you read Zero Hedge and others predicting this downturn, which is what you're suggesting here,
I'm sorry. Careful. Downturn. You know, I'm saying change.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
More like a balance where all of a sudden one side of the balance is going up and the other side of the balance is going down. Looks to me like America's rising, and they're taking the wee ride.
Yeah, and you know, and again, you've been out here talking about this for a long time. You predicted this a long time ago, and here we are.
I was the only one,
the lone soldier out there. The old lone soldier, and of course, this has a real practical impact to New California, which we'll get to in a second. But this worldwide exposure right now, we're now towards the end, we're getting to the 21st of February, which I cannot believe. We're getting into that March time frame, getting closer and closer and closer. Any idea or any speculation on what the tax situation for California is going to be this month in terms of tax revenue, what you anticipate?
No, I actually maybe a little bit better than expected, because they've had 2 months and worse just for the timing.
So the dead cat but, bounce business.
No, I mean, there's no. I mean, the dead kitty bounce, I think, is the term for it. You drop a dead kitty from a 6-floor building and hits the cement, it bounces a little bit.
Okay, so dead kitties.
That's what Wall Street calls it. That's what Wall Street calls a stock crash, you know.
Right.
You know, or make sure you can catch a falling kitty. Don't catch a falling safe. Because they don't stop.
Yeah, they don't stop.
But putting it in perspective, Paul, I happen to have grown up in Santa Clara. My mother happened to have been the first woman city councilman in Santa Clara. She was the first woman to run for Congress in Santa Clara. You know, so I've got a little bit of history on this. And my dad had 365 engineers in the second biggest engineering and development company in the county, which is part of United Chemical Systems, part of United Technology. So I've got a really good perspective on how things work in Santa Clara. I've done a ton of deals up there, and I can tell you that you remember the movie Paint Your Wagon?
Oh yeah.
Remember it's a gold movie where they, you know, pan out the town, they run out of it, they party, and then when it all runs out, the town's trash, they all kind of leave and they're singing sad songs. That's what it looks like. People are leaving Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. They're saying it's the cost too expensive to live there, but it's the opportunities are shrinking.
Yeah.
You know, and when the Wicked Witch of the East, I'm shrinking, that water hits her, you know, it doesn't stop. And that's the problem. The problem is the American economy is doing a flipping the script. And, you know, most of the quote unquote technology people are the globalists who desperately want to maintain what they think is reality.
Yeah. Hang on. We got Chris Street with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back. Visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about worldwide economy and, of course, things that are going to be impacting California, New California, and, of course, Silicon Valley, which is where a lot of the money comes from for running California, and what that's going to look like in the future. We know that their tax revenue is down, and they're suffering from a lot of other maladies. Quick question, Chris, about the debate raging between Gavin Newsom and Trump about the billions, $3 billion to return the money for the bullet train, your favorite subject, by the way. And ladies and gentlemen, Chris has been there and surveyed the system down there. A couple of years ago, you were going and checking out the sites where they were starting the construction. But what are your thoughts on it today that since Gavin Newsom makes the logical decision to tank it and get rid of the other part of it, half of it, what about the return of the money?
What part of "I will hold your payments" do I not understand? We're not talking about returning money. We're talking about holding payments here, buddy. Right. You don't have to go. You don't have to get, you know, getting blood out of a turnip like California is pretty damn difficult, right? When you sort of put away the facade of, you know, a good set of hair and a smile and a really not very good public speaker, mm-hmm. you know, and you get down to it, the simple fact is it's $3.5 billion. California did a $10 billion bond. What about those people? Are those people going to be happy when the bond has no, you know, income to pay off You know, this thing was supposed to generate money. You're familiar with the term, right, Paul?
Yeah.
Revenue.
Revenue.
I went to the, you know, the I guess you call it the terminus of the Bakersfield to Fresno sort of line. It's called Madeira. Madeira is a great little, you know, farming community. They got a train station in downtown.
I know.
You know, it's a little downtown, and people use the train. They go to Sacramento on the train, and they go to Bakersfield on the train. And I went down, and the Chamber of Commerce is in the train station downtown. It's a nice little Chamber of Commerce with a nice lady. And I said, I want to see your plan for the high-speed rail. And said, we don't know anything about that. I said, well, what do you mean? So, but she goes, it's 5 miles out of town. It's not, it isn't in the city of Madeira. It's out in the countryside. Nobody's ever come to talk to us. I said, well, what kind of people ride the train? Said, well, mostly poor people. You know, they don't have cars, and so the train's nice. And she goes, and it comes right down here where they live. You know, mostly country, farming people and such. And he goes, well, what about the train out there? He says, they don't have any transportation. That's why they use a train.
You know, and the thing is,
you're talking about the equivalent of 4 months of all of the salary, payroll, and benefits for the state of California that is now owed back to the federal government. Because by any measure, the thing was admittedly now fraudulent, you know, poorly managed, and violated every terms of the agreement. And it didn't happen. Is that a bigger violation?
Well, you know, the thing is I wanted to – your point that you made is a point that I made instantly because, in the education business, you see this kind of stuff going on. And the federal government – and, of course, the state is notorious for holding payments. You know, for all of you out there in the education world, you administrators and teachers and so on – you're probably getting about maybe 60% of the money that you're due, and the state is hanging on to the rest because they really can't pay it to you. But they've promised the superintendent they'll pay them. You know, it's called deferral. They do this all the time. They're basically stealing money, and they have been stealing money. It's not just school districts. It's counties and, you know, all the various functions that government is supposed to do at the local level. They just steal it from the local level. The taxes go up there, it never comes back. So, but now California, oddly enough, with the federal government, what they do is that we pay in taxes and we're getting back something like $1.47 for each dollar we're putting in right now, Chris? Is that the number? Something crazy like that. We're getting more money in than what we put out.
We're putting more money in than what we get out? I'm sorry.
No, we're getting more money back to us from the federal government.
On the budget, we're putting more money in and getting less money out.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We're a net donor, by the way they define donor. But when you put in TANF and welfare and Obamacare, you're right, Paul. Instead of getting 86 cents back and putting a dollar in, we're getting $1.47 back.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I was right.
In. More importantly, though, we are only getting a dollar in because we stabbed the richest, you know, the tippy toppers, right?
Right.
So the tippy toppers. And so if we don't have those tippy toppers, you know, decide to move, which 147 of them, interesting number, right? 147 appear to have left by mid-2018.
Right.
Where's that dollar coming from?
Yee. Well, let me get back to the other point, though, in that Gavin Newsom apparently does not understand the power of withholding and withholding from the federal government, which they will do. If they find that there's a violation of any of these grants, they have the right, they have the responsibility to hold up the money to figure it out and say, wait a minute here, we're holding you accountable. And what of course has been happening, as you know, Chris, the money has been diverted for other things that should not have been diverted for other things. Personal gains by NGOs, nonprofits getting billions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think they can keep up these lawsuits for the environmentalists and things like that. The environmental organizations get billions of dollars from Jerry Brown, from like Prop 1 money, things like that. It's a smattering, but it's still an inexcusable use of the money that the people never see. And $27 billion 1 year for illegal foreign nationals. Hello, how can they afford that? So the bigger question is, or the bigger statement is, they're not going to be able to afford it because President Trump is going to withhold the money till he makes it up. That's really what happens. And I find it interesting that Gavin Newsom just comes out boldly and thinks he can tell the president that since the president holds all the purse strings, that keeps California solvent. I think this is going to exacerbate the California insolvency issue.
It's, Paul, you're not going to like my answer, but it's absolutely consistent with my timing. there's nothing new under the sun. I think they have that in the Bible.
These things are
predictable. You know, they're not predictable if you're in the fury of the battle. It can never get strategy, right? But if you just stand back and look, the fury of what's been going on is a big smokescreen for the fact that it was all a fraud. The train was supposed to be a train. No, it wasn't. It was supposed to be a bailout for California. It was a $3.5 billion, you know, kiss, as long as you'd say you're going to build a train. You got $3.5 billion, and $2.5 billion you've already collected. And another billion you're supposed to collect, so you have the right to bond it and spend it. So this was, you know, the Oroville Dam's failure. I don't know if you've seen the lawsuits lately on Oroville Dam. But, you know, people are now suing that the money was stolen for upkeep and maintenance, and, you know, that it was used for other purposes. The strategy was to do anything possible during Jerry Brown's term, because California is not allowed under law to file bankruptcy. States can't file for bankruptcy. So they played it as well as you could play it to avoid a BK. They came out of it, you know, but behind is a trail of tears, including the infrastructure that wasn't built and supported. Could you imagine if we'd have built the reservoirs with the snow in the mountains we have right now?
Oh, yeah. Completed the water project, which is what one of the top priorities of New California, I might add. We're going to come up to a break, and I want to maybe see what we can do in terms of answering some questions that people give me on the road show. And tonight I'll be in San Joaquin Valley speaking at a town hall with lots of people going to be there tonight. That's the real valley. That's right. Anyway, we're going to ask
that's
Chris.
That's my lunch is coming soon.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Chris right now about, when we come back from the break, about some taxing issues, and also, should we follow Florida or should we follow Texas or Idaho? Certainly not Chicago.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. That's a21r.com. a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And we're talking about New California State right now. Chris Street is with us. Chris, I guess the big question is a couple of things. One of all, taxes. How are we going to pay for New California?
Well, that's actually going to be easier than you think, Paul. We're actually going to create revenues and generate economic development. The problem in the Brown administration, the problem in Democratic administrations around the country, is they have no engine to attract business other than to try to bribe them. I mean, New York's example of putting up $3 billion for a group of jobs. Now, I understand they said there was going to be 25,000 jobs at $150,000 a piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it did make the real estate in the area after they announced a deal in September go up by 50%. But when you look on the website for what wages are paid, a senior software programmer at Amazon in New York makes $125,000. The rest of the people make an average of $14 to $15 an hour, and a regional warehouse manager and organizational guy makes $56,000. You know, these are better maybe than Starbucks, but not much.
Hmm. Yeah. So the we're gonna crank up the economic engine for New California.
Right. And you do that by, if you have low taxes, you know, good regulatory structure, and you encourage, you know, zoning and other kinds of processes to develop, you know, what the left calls sprawl, we call single family homes that attract, you know, people you really, really want to have there, you know, people with good educations that want to have families that don't want to be in stack and pack. You know, you're going to be in the San Joaquin Valley. There's tremendous economic opportunity in the San Joaquin Valley that's been strangulated.
Strangulated.
By having to be under the regime of rules from San Francisco and Los Angeles. I mean, if it doesn't work in San Francisco and Los Angeles, they basically ban it.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. That's where the lack of representation comes in. Because,
well, it's not lack of representation, Paul. They get their environmental credits by crunching rural America and then doing whatever the hell they want in the city. You see so many environmental violations driving around Los Angeles. It's crazy.
Well,
but, you know, they don't enforce it there.
But they also, every one of these counties don't have a senator to represent themselves in the legislature, so the balance of representation is clearly off-skewed. And that will be rectified by us right there, so that part will go away. That's an important element, that lack of representation there. But I want to get back into this, the other part of it, the economic engine. How are we going to gain the taxes, I guess, is the big question, people. How are we going to get those taxes in?
Well, first of all, we're gonna set up a lower tax rate, correct?
Right.
Okay, but even if we had lower tax rates and rural regulations, we would still be frustrated. Our biggest driver is California has some of the cheapest energy on the planet, but we tax it up. You know, Texas charges 6 cents a kilowatt hour for industrial electricity, and we charge 19 cents a kilowatt in California. We're going to like 9 or 10 cents. You know, neighboring Oregon is 10 cents and in Washington is 9 cents. They're both West Coast, aren't they? And neither of them have energy. It's the implied taxes that they don't charge you directly. They charge you indirectly. We're getting rid of the stupidity of indirect taxation.
And that will ultimately, as products are produced and bought and sold,
You can't afford, as a business, not to relocate to New California.
Right.
It's going to be so damn good that you're going to be. We hope you're greedy. Would you please come here and put in 1 million manufacturing jobs? Because every manufacturing job generates 4.5 service jobs. Manufacturing jobs in America average $27 an hour, but that's not what they make, Paul, because most manufacturing jobs average about 4 or 5 hours of overtime, and that overtime, of course, is closer to $39 an hour. And that $39 an hour pushes your general wage up to closer to $58,000, $60,000 a year. You know, a couple people working manufacturing used to be blue collar, right? $120,000. How is your life going to be like in the Valley if you make $120,000 as a family?
Well, let's take a look at some of the other models that are out there right now in terms of what that might look like for New California. I think we definitely are not going to be looking at an economic model of California at all. I mean, it's one of the worst that you could possibly. It is the worst in the nation overall. But let's take a look at the Florida model and the Texas models.
Well, Texas's model is a very different sort of structure built on being the dominant oil producer in the country. California used to be number two in that. We're now number four or number five. We're going to relight that effort, but that effort can't be relit until you start building the infrastructure. Once we start building the water infrastructure, you heard me, water, 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 water. Most powerful economic driver on the face of the planet is water. Go check the Grand Canyon out. Water is the most. That's right, baby. Water be the biggie. The United States has the largest per capita water supply of any place on the planet. We consume an average of 156 gallons a month compared to, I believe, 22 in China. Now, water has to do with food. Water has to do with energy. Water has everything to do with fracking because it takes 1 to 13 million gallons to frack a well. Now, you also get to produce about 1 million gallons of oil from that. But when you produce oil, you always generate what's called production water. So we need a certain amount of water to get the stuff primed. And once we start producing, we'll generate our own water. But California is in that terrible situation where they've lied to the public to get rid of the infrastructure based on an alibi of global warming. And now they can't admit what they really did. Let's move on from being teenagers.
What's that?
Let's move on from being teenagers.
Oh.
Let's admit the mistakes of the past and let's build on the future. Now, New California is the only vehicle that can do that. So if you're wasting your money trying to, go to the Republican convention and maybe you might win another, another congressman here or an assemblyman there or maybe a state senator, move on. Get rid of the teenage attitude. join the new California effort and take over the place.
Yeah.
Make it the way you want it.
You know, that's just that's another element, the political system, especially the California Republican Party. They've been, you know, so negative. And, you know,
they play small ball, Paul. They play small ball.
I know.
We're playing big ball.
Yeah, we're putting on the big boy pants and playing big ball. But the central questions I always get are, you know, what's that economic model going to look like for New California versus California? I said, well, it's just not even comparable. And I mentioned all the deregulation, all the things like that. And, of course, the new business.
That's why they're going to attend the convention in May, because Chris Street is going to give a full economic presentation. You'll be able to buy the full book or hear the presentation. But we are moving forward, not to discussing it, but control.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be in charge of that process, which is another thing. Of course, we're going to have a great convention. It looks like it's shaping up to be the 10th and 11th of May. And we'll actually have some more details tomorrow, because we're finalizing some things, I think, this morning. But tonight we're going to be down. I'll be down speaking in San Joaquin County, and you can look at the website, newcaliforniastate.com, for the location of everything down there. I believe it starts at 6:30 or something like that. So,
what town again, Paul?
Pardon me?
What town?
I think that's a good question. I should know where I'm going. I'm going so many different places. It's pretty interesting to be on the, quote, speaker's tour, if you know what I mean, and going all over the place. I've many, many miles on my vehicle, and it's very the priciness of it all. That's why we accept donations at New California. Just go to that donate button, pay for the gas that's basically hitting all of us. I'm trying to get the website up here so I can figure out where I am going to be tonight. But I think it's in Modesto.
Well, Paul, let me just say one more. We're running out of time here, but let me say one more issue here that's important. Is, you know, I said in September that by March the thing would be falling apart.
Right.
Was cutting off the train a desperate move? The signature issue from Brown is now gone.
Yeah,
I mean, you've also got these $7 billion of lost revenue in December and January. I mean, Jerry Brown gave Gavin Newsom, you know, a steaming pile, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. You know, the tonight I'm going to be at the Manteca Ripon Pentecost Society in Manteca. So it's 133 Grant Avenue, Manteca. And get there early. We're anticipating quite a crowd. I'm looking at the guest list. It's fairly large. So it's going to be at 7 p.m. So get there by 6:30. And
all the winners go to New California meetings.
That's right. That's right.
We're talking about winners, not losers. We're done with complaining. We've been there, done that. That didn't get us anything.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's exactly right. And we've got more and more people coming on board. We get the phone calls coming in, and all the emails and texting and stuff like that is starting to really mount up.
And if you've got skills, social media and other skills, and you want to volunteer, we desperately need you. This thing is just blowing up. We need help.
Yeah, and we'll have a fabulous convention, because, I mean, we got a whole lot of things in the hoop that is coming around for that, and we're really excited about it. So that convention is going to be, looks like, I mean, almost 90% certain it's going to be May 10th and 11th in Fresno, California, and tomorrow we'll reveal the locations and all things that have to go along with that so that you can plan your weekend. And I'll tell you, you do not want to miss it, because Chris is going to lay out some of the economy, what that's going to look like, the taxation, all the things that New California is going to be vis-a-vis Old California. And Old California is it's a shipwreck, and it's run out of power. It's listing, and it's coming on shore. Hopefully it's going to keep its rigging together, but I doubt it. Anyway, so just come on down to the location tonight to see us. We'll be, or see me anyway, Manteca Ripon Pentecost Society Building, and it's Manteca, California at 133 Grant Avenue. And you can call us here at the website. What is that number? 800 number. I can't remember my numbers right now.
Well, Paul, what the best thing, if they come tonight, they'll be able to see how damn pretty you are.
Yeah, that face for radio could come out and do that. Oh, yeah,
he's got a face for radio. Folks, get on board, you know, start dialing. You know, if you want to be a winner, if you're tired of just being mad, get over it. That's teenage. That's what the other side wants you to be. Just move on.
Yeah.
Don't fight their battles. Win your wars.
That's right. Listen, Chris, thanks for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
You go big, Paul.
Awesome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And also NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.